June 19, 1922. Every time the soul operates in the eternal will, she gives God the field to release new beatitudes and new contentments. Continuing in my usual state, I felt submerged in the supreme will of my sweet Jesus. It seemed to me that every little act of mine done in the divine will made new contentments come out from the divine majesty. And my lovable Jesus told me, "My daughter, I possess such contentments, happiness and beatitudes that I could give ever new joys and beatitudes in every instant." So, every time the soul operates in my will, she gives me the field to release new beatitudes and new contentments which I possess. And since my will is immense and invades everyone and everything, as they come out, they flow over the soul who is operating in my will, as the primary cause for which my beatitudes are being released, and then they circulate in everyone, both in heaven and on earth. Therefore, as many times as you operate in my will, so many more beatitudes and joys do you make me release, and I feel the contentment of sharing the joys I possess. My will wants to release what it possesses, but it keeps looking for one who would give it the occasion, one who is disposed to receive, one who prepares a little place in her soul in which to place these new contentments of mine. Now, by wanting to do my will, the soul opens the doors of my volition, and emptying herself of her own volition, she prepares a little place for me in which to place my goods. And as she enters into my will to operate, she gives me the occasion to release new beatitudes from myself. Therefore, I anxiously await that the soul come to operate in my eternal volition, in order to unleash a new joy from myself, and make myself known as the God who is never exhausted, and who always has something to give to one who does my will.